Today's learning shall initial time loses for Shai Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. So Menachem Bar Moshe Beschus for Shleima for Chaim Moshe and Malka and Bracha Basar Malka and for Malka Yitzchak Ben Fegaldina Beschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a middle of Siman Reish Yud Zayin, continuing on over here with the halachas of Reach up to Sif Gimel Reish Yud Zayin Sif Gimel. Mugmar shemegamrim bayis hakelim ein mevarchem alav. So we learned last week about mugmar, which was incest. Basically, you took this besamim and you incense you took the besamim and you sprinkle it on coals for reah. We said you make a bracha. Over here, the another thing they used to do, they had these kelim. The kelim were clearly much more absorbent than our kelim today, and they would smoke the keli. The keli would get a smell. Say, aim a varchanal, if you don't make a bracha on it, lefishalay nasala riach ba atzmai shel mugma, el look at they liten reach bekalim. This scent was not made for you to smell. The purpose of us smoking now, of us sprinkling this besamim, is in order to put smell into the kalim. So, therefore, one of the rules we learned last week that the smell has to be there for, with the intent that people should smell it and enjoy the smell. Over here, when this guy, this kelim finisher, is burning his incense, he's not burning it with the intention that people should smell it. He's burning it with the intention that to put a nice smell into the kelim. So too, afterwards. So these kelim were finished with the smell, and now the kelim smell, so there too, you don't make a bracha either. Because of another rule that we learned, Lafisha Ein Ikard, we said that anything that has a residual smell from someone that was there, but the besamim is no longer there, we don't make a bracha on it because there's no source of it, there's no ikar. El Areach B'lay Ikar is only a smell without any ikar, and therefore, in both these cases, you would not make the bracha. Let's see the Mishabura Mugmar Shasar from besamim. You burn besamim, Umavirim Kalim, you take Kalim. Oy begadim or claws agabe ashan habesamim above through the smoke of the besamim that's burning. The nikla tareach bekelim oy begadim and the reach of the kelim with begadim go ahead and absorb into the kelim. Ein mevarchem alav bein amegamer baatzmai, both the person who's actually doing it. Bein adam achet shaholich mariach, somebody who's passing by. Since again, like we said, the purpose of this, the intention, when this besamim was sprinkled on the fire, on the coals, was not made for it to be smelled. It's only they're made to put a smell into the kelim or into the regadim. However, what happens if the guy who's doing it says, oh, I'm going to enjoy the smell as well. That's his kavanas for both. You could have a dual purpose burning of the besamim. You could have a purpose that I'm burning it in order for me to smell it. I'm also burning it in order for it to put the smell to be absorbed into the kelim or into the clothes. So if there's dual purpose, then, of course, you do make a brach on it. El arech, but as we said, however, the kelim itself that got the smell, right, you don't make a bracha because no iku. Ubali batim, the household owner, shein lem besamim l'riach b'matzah Shabbos kodesh, comes matzah Shabbos, yom ha'nei besamim. V'noitin l'meducha shedachu ba besamim, they go ahead and they take unlike us that we go into the store and we buy a bottle of ground spices, right? They would actually use a mortar and a pestle to grind their spices to make pepper, right? So you take the mortar and the pestle, or mortar or the pestle, right? And you would smell it. Then because you constantly use it for spices, it would absorb smell from they're usually the wood or earthenware. So it absorbs smell from the keli. So they didn't have besamim at home. They ran out. They would go ahead and take this keli and smell it because it had a smell. It's a brachal of atolah. Like it says over here that it's a reach, not ikah. Now one thing, He does say over here that if remaining, and I'll translate it to how it's prevalent today, if there is some besamim stuck in the crevices in your mortar or your pestle that got stuck in there, so then it's not a reach shein b'ikar, and then you could actually make the b'yamin of besamim. So if you are actually stuck somewhere and you don't have any besamim and you find a spice grinder Or you find an empty bottle of cinnamon, for example, or an empty bottle of bay leaves, and there's still some dust left in there from the spices. So then there is an ikker. So even though the truth is the container gets the smell because the spices have sat in there for so long, you would not be able to make a bracha just on that. But if there is some dust of the spice remaining, you could save your avdala. You could make a bracha as long as there's some mamashas, there's some actual be'en of the spices over there left that's giving the bracha. Okay, let's move to Sif Dalet. B'samim shel erva, that the Mishnah Berurah will explain what this means. B'samim shel erva, which is basically going to be perfumes, but their perfumes were natural. We already went through b'arichas, the halachas of perfumes, but their perfumes that they use were naturally made, and it was put on by the women in order to attract men, right? You don't make a bracha on it. Keep going. Kupa shel besamim, toli b'tzavara. They would have these necklaces, and they would have a little pouch on it that they would fill with besamim. And so he Mechaber over here writes that it's actually hanging from her neck. But there are those who learn that if that's what it's used for, even if it's not on her neck, you can't make a bracha on this. Oy, she puts in her hand, like a pia, they would put it in their mouths in order as a breath freshener. You don't make a bracha. You're not allowed to smell them. You're going to end up bringing you to either touching the woman or kissing or things like that, things that are asa. Now, since it is asa to smell it, Chachamim said that it's asa for you to smell this, therefore it becomes asa to make a bracha on it. Let's say Mishmur on this. Shall ever. What does the Mechaber mean? Perish. Sheisha, Shehi erva alav. It's the besamim that a woman wears, and that woman is a erva to you. Afilu bepnuya efshe demuta, avo bepnuya efshe demuta. The Magen Avraham says that maybe if it's a pnuya, so it's not really an erva, so technically she's not us on you, so therefore maybe it's muta. Avo kam achrein machrin, and many of the achreinim argued that afilu bepnuya asa. You're not allowed to. They say yavo le dehira, and you'll become to hira. Because afilu kashein anida, if she's not anida. And today, single women today don't go to the mikveh, so therefore they're a nida. So therefore, even if she's a pnuya, she's also on you anyway. And they definitely fall into the call of arayas. So you're not allowed to smell the these besamim pouches that they were wearing, because it would bring to either hira aver or chas v'shalom actual. The touching or things like that, and therefore you weren't, the Chacham said, you're not allowed to smell it, and since you're not allowed to smell it, you're not allowed to make a brach on it. That if your wife is a nida and she's wearing one of these pouches, you shouldn't smell it, because it'll bring you to come and possibly do an aver. Now, the Mechaber said that when can't you smell this and make a bracha? When it's hanging from her neck. Now, yesh me'achroinim, shekosvu, now some of the achroinim, the lav, say that the mechaber doesn't mean, the lav dafke k'shutali b'tzavar, that she's actually wearing it. Ela filo regilas nakat. They were saying that's usually where you would come to it, because she would be wearing it. The besamim, she regila lasez b'tzavar. But however, if this is the pouch that she, with the besamim that she normally wears around the neck, sitting on the table, if you know whose it is, it's also going to bring you to here, and therefore you should not make a bracha on it at all. Right? Now, says the Mechaber Sifei, b'samim shavoydis kechavim, when it comes to b'samim of a goy, they use this to be makter to the avodah zarah. Since it's asabanov, since it was used as haktara for a avodah zarah, and something that's asabanov, you are not allowed to make a bracha on it. Right? Basic rules of brachas. Sifav. You have a group of goyim sitting around. They bought their incense to the table to smell during the meal. You have to assume that when they're sitting around and eating, they're thanking their avodah zarah, and therefore The Yerbasamim would be also Mesiva, because you're Mesuma Lechem Lishtas. They're sitting around to eat and drink. The Stam Asinus Lavatikham, Dafka Mesiva, they sat down. Now, Shalom Mesiva, they just, you have a guy passing you and he has a Basamim pouch, you'll add him Lutal of Arach, a Basamim Shavik, you'll add to take and have a smell from it, because then it was not, you don't have to assume that he served Avodah Zarah. Zion, Siv Zion, you're walking outside the city, and you smell a good smell of a sum coming from the city. If most of the city is Ivy Kechavim, Ainim Avarach, you don't make a bracha. If Imrav Yisrael, most of them are Yidin, then you could make a bracha because you, the halachas of Rav, right? Called a parish, Meruba parish. So the halacha is, it's interesting because we'll see soon that if you have a mixture of a Avodah Zarah and not a Avodah Zarah, you can't make a bracha because you're having enough from the Avodah Zarah. So why over here are you allowed to make a bracha on it if it's Rav Yisrael, but there are some goyim here too, and the follow in halacha we follow without getting it's the halacha touches upon this, but it's a whole, if anybody wants to do a real study into halachas of Rav, this is one of the good sources that you can look at. But since in the halacha of Rav, we say that kol de parish meruba parish, and therefore you treat it as is it's all Yisrael, even though in the smell could be mixed in from the guy also. And Rav, the Talina Rech Basa Rav, Uvadish Havai Vigom Heim, Shaisayim Mesiba Lefich Merich Rechak. If Rav Agoyim, you have to assume that it comes from the guy. Rav Yisrael, who had the Mechza Mechza Yisrael, K'moit Shavai L'Kamis Im Rech Tzad Dechess, L'Nyan Ar Shal Avdol, V'ayim B'ya Alocha. Mavarach Kvar K'sav Ni B'Resh Yisim, V'di Yesh Ar Medav Kek Shemes Chavan L'Riach, V'Lav Hach Ein Tzar Chavarach, that this, you're passing the city, and you smell a smell, that you make a bracha, that's only if you had Kavana to make, that you want to smell. But if you did not have intention to smell, then you don't have to make a bracha. Avarov pays a koikal as the sphere of the mevarach b'cholinyan, that since you're passing and you're smelling it and you're having anor from it, even if you didn't have intention, you should make a bracha. Kamei shakabon nehanim arich shaylo. Since lemaisa you're having anor from it, we already discussed this, and we said what's the etza so you don't run into any problems. Because here we have a machlokes. So again, I'm passing by a city or a house and I smell this delicious pesamim smell, and it's Rav Yisrael. So if, according to some shitas, I have to make a bracha regardless. According to other shitas, I have to make a bracha only if I had kavana that I want to smell. So what should I do? The parents is very simple. Just have kavana that I want to smell it. And this way, you remove yourself from any suffix, because everybody would agree in that case that you make a bracha. Let's finish up the simon, sivches. Nisvarif reich shemavarchanol, v'reich shemavarchanol. If you have a mixture of smell that you could allow to smell, and smell that you're not allowed to melt, smell halchem acharev, you go after this rive, look in the Mishavur. The Mishavur says, I am bi'alacha. Now, this bi'alacha goes through at length. What case is the Mechaber talking about? And basically, it comes out, the case that he's talking about is going back to the case of erva. So let's say I had this besamim shel erva, which I'm not allowed to make a bracha on it. And I had besamim not of erva, which I am allowed to make a bracha. Then I go after rive. And since that's not a be'etzem isana, it was just a gezerah to keep yourself away from it. Therefore, you go after Rav. If Rav is the besamim shel erva, the woman's pouch is Rav, then you don't make a bracha on it. If Rav is not, then you do make a bracha because the Rav is mevatel the miyot. But if your mixture is a mixture of ovid kachavim besamim and non ovid kachavim besamim, there even the miyot asks it because you know because there there's an isana, so and you are having anah from it, and therefore that's not the case that the Mechaber is talking about over here. Okay, we now came to the close on the halachas of Birchas HaReach, and tomorrow, Emirat Hashem, we will start another very interesting topic, also Negea, to people in different times, is the topic of the Birchas of Al Hanisim, of Bracha that you make on Nisim that either happened to you or to you or to your parents or grandparents or great-grandparents. The Rav actually gave a very nice share on this when we were a couple of years ago when we were in Poland, but this is also something that is applicable halacha, and Eretz Hashem, we will start this tomorrow. Okay, we will stop over here.